Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on March 7th, 2012 at the Top Hat and features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme, Rites of Passage. This week's story comes to us from Michael LaPointe and is titled 14 Titanium Pins. Thank you for listening.
I did not think I was going to be nervous until I saw all these strange faces. I'm like, my heart's racing. Thank you. My heart is racing right now. There's so many people here. Thank you. I'm here to tell a story tonight that I'm a little embarrassed about now that I see so many eyes on me. And it's a story about a woman named Deborah Parisi. She's a miracle worker. She took a life-changing injury that would have dramatically affected the rest of my existence and turned it into a story to tell at a bar. And I'm really excited about it. So thank you, Deborah. In 2006, I lived in New York City and I had 2 really ridiculous jobs. I was a celebrity preschool-aged sports coach teaching like Seinfeld's kids, which is weird. And then I was a waiter, which is a great job, but all told, it made me a fair amount of money. It was cool. But on one particular Saturday, I was working with the preschool kids, teaching football or maybe, I don't know, you know, soccer. Go sports. And then I went down to wait tables, and it was the Saturday just before Halloween, which means New York was going wild. And I waited tables, and I had a wad of cash in my pocket, and we made a great sangria at the restaurant. So just before I closed, I filled up like a to-go mug of sangria, and I started marching my way downtown to a bar. Pounding sangria, feeling good, worked all day, and I get to the bar, and my brother lives in New York still, and my uncle is still there, and we have a blast, we're drinking, and we're singing karaoke, and then I go to the bar to get drinks, and a friend of mine from college was the bartender, so we're lining up shots, and it was awesome, and then this girl that I always had this like weird sexual tension with, but nothing ever happened, she showed up at the bar, and this is like 2 years after college, it was great. So, you know, it's 2 a.m, we're sick of this bar, let's go back to Brooklyn. So we get a cab, and all of a sudden we're like making out in the cab. This is going great. And we go to this bar called Capone's. And the thing about Capone's was for every pint of beer you get a free 10-inch pizza. Which doesn't sound like it's going to work, except that you're going to buy $4, $5, $7 pints of beer. You're only going to eat 1 10-inch pizza. So they give you the pizza, they get you in the bar. Bars close at 4 a.m. in New York. I don't know if you guys knew that. So if you close a bar, that's like a major accomplishment. And leaving the bar, Trish is very sweet. I still regularly talk to her. She said, I'm going to go inside and bum a cigarette. And I, wanting to be cool and being pretty drunk, said, awesome. I'm a rock climber. I'm going to climb the front of this building. I'm going to go across the roof, down the fire escape, and I'll meet you inside. And I don't even know if she heard me. You all think that's the bad part, but I did it. I climbed the building. I did it. That was no problem. I'm a good climber. It was getting back down the face of the building after I couldn't get down the fire escape. That was the problem. See, I was stuck on the roof, and I figured, well, shit, I guess I'll just climb back down the front of the building. And about, maybe I was about 13 feet off the ground, and I was holding on to something, and it pulled off the wall, and I fell straight backwards. When I landed, I broke my fall. I had a backpack on, so that was helpful. But I broke my fall with my arms and shattered both of my wrists. Yes, I'm probably the only person in this room who has shattered both of his arms at the same time. I didn't realize because I was that drunk. I got up and I was like, oh shit, we got to get out of here. And Trish walks out of the building like, what are you doing on the ground? So we walk back to my house and the whole time I'm limping like, ah, my tailbone's killing me. And we get back to my house and I'm trying to get my keys out of my pocket. I was doing like that carabiner on the inside. I'm like, oh, I can't get it out. And I get the door open, and we go upstairs, and I'm like, yeah, Trish is coming home with me. And I wrap peas, frozen peas. I tape them around my arms. I have to pause in the story here because it's supposed to be true stories. And I have lied about this part of the story for my entire, well, not my entire life, for the past 5 years, 6 years. I've lied about this. Come on, I couldn't seal the deal with two broken arms and frozen peas around my wrists. I tell everyone. But I did try, and taking off someone else's clothing when you can't move your digits is very, very difficult. And I woke up the next morning with a screaming headache in like a pool of water. I'm like, what the fuck happened last night? And I get up and I wander to the kitchen. The bags had fallen off. I just have like tape on my wrists. And I go to the refrigerator and I open it and I pull out the Brita pitcher, being like, ooh, I need water. And as soon as I pull it off the shelf, it was like, ah! And I stumbled back in my room and I passed out. And Trish is like, oh my God, what's wrong? And I'm like, nothing, baby. But still trying to be tough. I take a shower and I go to my brother's house because he's 10 years older than me and a lot smarter. And I was like, oh, dude. And he's like, we're going to the hospital. So I go to the hospital. And sure enough, I shattered both my wrists. I had to have, they said, they filled me up with painkillers first. So I'm like, wow, life's great. This isn't so bad. And they're like, well, good, because you're not going to work for the next 6 months and you have to have surgery. It's going to cost a lot of money. I did have health insurance, so we'll just move right past that. So this is where rite of passage, thank you. This is where the rite of passage is, because up until this point, I had been a college student, and then my brother and my uncle had lived in New York with me, and everyone had all, I'd always had people give me my jobs, like, hey, I got a great job for you, come wait tables at the restaurant I own. And my brother found me my apartment, you know, and all of a sudden, I want to figure this out on my own. I was the drunk idiot who was trying to impress someone. So I went to this doctor, and I'm in temporary cast, and I don't have any painkillers because they wouldn't give them to me at the emergency room. I'm just taking ibuprofen. And I don't have a doctor. I'm out of college. I didn't get a primary care physician. So I find a primary care physician. I call my insurance company. I set it all up, and I get the surgery, and it doesn't cost me much money at all, and I did it myself. My mom didn't come down. My brother didn't help me. I mean, he picked me up after the surgery and watched me stumble around drugged up for hours. But I did it, and I was so proud of that. I still am proud of that because at this point I look at, you know, if I were to buy a house or find another job or moving across the country to Montana, I can do these things. I can do anything. I was able to dial a phone with my nose when I couldn't move my fingers to call a doctor I'd never met before. But that's the next part of the story, is the 3 months after the fact. And it's really personal and really embarrassing. But when I have told this story to people in the past, everyone says, you've got to tell this part at Top Hat. Yeah. I'm like MacGyver, is where this is going. If you got 3 months of pain medication and Ben and Jerry's ice cream and an empty apartment to yourself with nothing else to do, well, first I had to figure out how to shower, and that's like, how am I going to get bags on my arms and then bathe myself? And that was interesting, but when that ran its course, it was, what am I going to do? You know, the internet, I got the internet, but what am I going to do on the internet? Well, shit, all of a sudden I'm looking at porn. Well, I got casts on my hands. So I created this device. it's my own personal rite of passage, really. Okay, so, oh man, I can't wait to tell them. So I was in the bathroom, and you know, you got to be very careful when going to the bathroom because you can't wash these casts. So you got to be very careful about how you deal with things. And then I used the rest of the toilet paper, and I see the little toilet paper tube, and I take it off, and I was like, that's interesting. And then so I go in the kitchen, and I was like, well, what the hell? I mean, this isn't going to work. So I cut the sides, but not all the way, just enough so that it opens. And that's not enough either. So I'm pulling through drawers, and I lived in New York. I had, like, you know, 16 roommates. So I'm, like, pulling through drawers, and I'm like, ooh, rubber bands. That's going to work. But cardboard's not comfortable, so I'm like, then I find a sandwich baggie. So a sandwich baggie, then rubber bands wrapped around, and just a little bit of Lubriderm inside. And I'll tell you what, single use only, but if you use enough toilet paper, and I lived with a bunch of girls, plenty of cardboard tubes. I can see my clock ticking down here. That's my rite of passage was being able, it was like my step into adulthood. I could figure it out on my own, and I learned how to do it, and that's what drove me to move to Montana. And now I'm a preschool teacher. Hey! Thank you.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. MontanaBookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. TopHatMissoula.com. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. FactandFictionBooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. GarageTees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. QuickJosh.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards and music. Great people, great music. RockinRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at CashForJunkersMusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for May 29th at the Top Hat. Find us on Twitter.com/PSSTTELLUS. Twitter.com/TellUs. And Facebook and at TellUsSomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? To pitch your story, please call 203-4600.